Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. Mind your business with the breakfast huddle, only on Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3, good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker and Ryan Huang. It's time now for Mind Your Business. We're putting the spotlight on a local brand, Love Bonito. Yep, household name among Singaporeans. And they're on a mission to represent the modern everyday woman, especially Asians, all over the world. It was established in 2010, and the brand is now expanding into 10 key markets across three regions, Southeast Asia, East Asia, and they have identified a huge market and potential among Asian diasporas in Australia and the United States. And just recently, Love Bonito has acquired an established activewear brand from Singapore. Yep, this comes just a year after Love Bonito's announced as part of its Series C funding that they plan to increase offerings within the fashion line. So this acquisition of an activewear brand, it does mark a significant milestone for Love Bonito, as it is one of the first steps they're taking into reshaping their female ecosystem plans as a group. Let's find out more about this acquisition and their plans for the future with Dion Song, who is Chief Executive Officer for Love Bonito. Good morning.
Hey, morning. Morning, Elliot.
This company, I've had the pleasure of observing it grow over the years. I do know the two founders, or three founders rather. In your observation, has the company grown over the years? The current market presence has increased quite a lot.
Yeah, so over the last, you know, couple of years, we've really been expanding our global presence, right? I think first you started seeing sort of the omni-channel expansion in Singapore, then we've expanded in Malaysia, Indonesia. Today we have a presence as well, right, in markets like Hong Kong, and then soon as well, the U.S.
Mm. And we've also seen how Love Bonito has shown us how to go from online to offline and keep that two ecosystems working together. I mean, for you, were there some hard lessons along the way?
Yeah, I know. I think our journey actually has been quite contrary, right, to a lot of typical retail brands.
Yeah.
Digitally native, and then, you know, moving offline. You know, I think for us, everyone's always asking, hey, what is your channel sort of strategy, right? How do you think about omni-channel? Mm-hmm. For us, it's really back to basics. It's really putting the customer at the core of everything that we're doing, right? Where is the customer? Where is she? And can we reach out to her in the most thoughtful manner?
Yeah. And I got to say, for the brick and mortar sites, as a man, I want to express my thanks, because there's this nice area, very Instagram worthy, but the guys can all sit there and relax while the wives shop.
Yeah, I know, right? I think that was actually one of the key insights, because you realize that, hey, to provide an awesome experience to our female customers, we have to also cater to the other half, right? Be it their boyfriends or their husbands.
Yeah, and you keep them in the store longer. So I see it's a smart approach. And now you guys have gone on to the activewear side of things. So you acquired the brand called Butter. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about this. And, you know, why you decide that, you know, activewear is something that you guys want to dive into?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the activewear space has been a booming category, right, for quite a while. And with the pandemic as well, actually, we started seeing that, hey, it accelerated. And activewear was actually, it's here to stay, right? I think through the last couple of years, everyone who wasn't a runner literally became a runner. I think we saw everything changing. And wellness is really becoming a very key theme for every consumer. So for us, it's really just the importance of active. Right? We're seeing a cultural change. What we're seeing as well is also a shift as well, just in terms of dress norms, right? That, you know, there is a interplay now between like fashion, active, athleisure, right? And the whole combination of all of that. So this is where we really see the category, and where Butter, right, and now Cheek comes in. It's really for us to solidify our presence in this space, and it allows us to journey even more thoughtfully, right, with our Asian female consumer beyond fashion as well, right? When she thinks about all her other life moments.
Mm. So I understand you guys had secured 50 million from a Series C funding. This was last year, 2021. The acquisition of Butter, was that part of the plans with this 50 million?
Yeah. So with our Series C funding, you know, our vision for the next decade is to evolve into a female ecosystem, right? Can we become the destination for the Asian woman within fashion and beyond fashion? right? Okay. And that's really where Qi comes in, right, with the expansion into health and wellness category, right, through activewear first. So for us, it's really a way for us to then cater to our community in a much better way and also to reach out, right, to a much bigger and broader community as well. And I would say in addition to that, you know, something that has been very close to our hearts, right, we're one of the largest brands in the region, and it was really important also for us to really think about, hey, how can we also be partnering up with the startup ecosystem a little bit better? Right? Can we also champion and support emerging brands, right? Entrepreneurs and founders who are also trying to solve a problem in the Asian female space, be it producing a really good product or a really good service.
So was that the reason why you guys decided to acquire Butter? I mean, we know it's Love Bonito. You could start a whole range on your own.
Yeah, no, but that is really one of the reasons, right? I think for us, it's really important that we're also partnering up the ecosystem. And specifically also in Butter, right? What we saw in the founders, Tiff, Ollie, and the Butter team, was that, hey, they have carved out a really good strategy, right, and positioning when it comes to activewear. And they have a very, very strong unique value proposition and very strong perspective, right? If you look at the Qi assortment today, 13 different colorways, right? It's really Asian-centric. It's really female-centric. It's very unique and very distinctive, right? Even in a very crowded active space. And they've done amazingly well in building a very strong community, right, of customers and fitness enthusiasts. And they've done it amazingly well, right? We feel that, hey, I think it's really a good complementary. We're also learning a lot from them in this process. And then how do we come together, right, in an M&A? End of the day, it's a marriage. Where we come in would be really to support them and drive more economies of scale and also support them in terms of the distribution, right? Can we distribute them across the Love Bonito stores, right, across the Love Bonito website as well, and across all of the markets that we're present in?
You've described this very well, that whole notion of community, you know, blending with this notion of exercising as well. So how does it work from here on? I mean, what are the dynamics like? Does the team still remain at Butter? Who runs the show there? Do you still keep the name Butter?
Yep. So, you know, with first on the team, 100%, right? End of the day, and M&A for us, it's really also investing in people. Right, okay, very important to me. And in Tiff and Ollie and the founders and the team, we see amazing entrepreneurs who are super talented, very passionate, right, really gritty, and really helming the business, right, really well. So we just want to be able to partner them and support them better. Okay. And then support them also in areas that, hey, we're strong at as well, right? Be it the operations, supply chain, and so on. Yeah, and then with the brand name as well, we've rebranded, right? We've rebranded ourselves to Cheek. Right, and why did we decide to do that? Yeah, okay. So it's really to signify as well a new milestone together, right? As two companies coming together as one for the next phase of our journey together, and also, you know, I think with the name as well, it really represents the woman, right, that we want to be going after as well in the active space. Someone who's ambitious, right? With the name, you know, Cheek, a play on cheeky as well, right? Someone who's ambitious, who's bold, who's a go-getter, and someone who is just having fun as well, right, along the process of fitness.
Having this conversation with you previously with one of the founders, Rachel, I always get so amazed thinking back on Love Bonito's humble beginnings and just looking at it today, you know, how it's grown so huge. I mean, team dynamics-wise, and this is a really personal question, I mean, you coming on board as a CEO and all that, what do you think is the secret to Love Bonito's continued growth, continued hunger to build this ecosystem?
Yeah, I think no easy secret, right? Yeah. Probably a couple of things. I would say I think one, really being very authentic and very true to our mission as a brand and as a company, right? I think we've just been really clear from day one, right? And Rich has done an amazing, phenomenal job at really shaping the brand from the early days, right? Really being very clear that, hey, our mission is really to empower the everyday Asian woman, right? And can we provide a thoughtful experience for her? Right, and that's always the heart of everything that we're doing, and everything just needs to line up to that, right? I think that's really one, and that has really influenced as well our vision, right, into evolving into an ecosystem. And you know, I think as we scale, we're constantly always just reminding ourselves, right, hey, I think it's important, right, to never dilute that. It's always important to think about the basics, right, think about why we exist in the first place, and everything, right, should ladder up to that. And I would say, I think, too, you know, as we're scaling out and growing our teams, right, with over 300 people now across the region, it's really putting our people, right, really people and culture at the heart of everything we're doing.
Yeah, you can see it in the ads as well that you guys have, right? That the character of Love Bonito is so recognizable. And I understand now you guys are going to play a more active role in championing women's health as well as mental health. This mental health thing is quite important. In fact, you've invested in health tech firm Moom. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so just prior to this, actually, we did a minority investment in Moom. Moom is a health and women's supplement brand, right? A really interesting brand. It's also going into personalized healthcare,
okay.
Right? So for us, it's really, again, firstly about, hey, how can we also, right, add more value when it comes to the health and wellness space, right? Support, again, the female entrepreneurs, right, in the region as well. And for us, it's really also that commitment towards building a more holistic female ecosystem, right? And we talk about the synergies and distribution as well. You know, I think what we want to explore as well down the line is, hey, can we also provide or distribute, right, Moom products also across the Love Bonito touch points and experiences. And why are we doing that, right? Because, yeah, you know, we just believe that, hey, the future of a brand, it's no longer just about a single category. It's really a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle and an ecosystem and a community.
Is this kind of like what to expect from Love Bonito moving forward, where you guys especially curate the right brands to either buy and take forward or invest, you know, brands like firms like Moom? Is this what to expect from the company moving forward?
We will be definitely doing a little bit more of that, right? I think it's part of our long-term vision, right, that we really want to build out the ecosystem. And of course, right, still while doing that, I think not forgetting actually our fashion wheelhouse, right? I think while we're doing that, still improving, right, the day-to-day of our fashion categories, right, doing more as well in the space, right? We have maternity, we have kids, we have all these different categories that we want to improve as well continuously over time.
All right. So what then can customers look forward to soon? I mean, for some of us, it's always the surprise of seeing a new store pop up in another country. Any plans like that going forward?
Yeah, no, great question. Firstly, on Cheek, today is D-Day, actually. We'll be launching officially to the public today. So super exciting, right? This will be across the Love Bonito website, Cheek's website as well. And for customers who prefer shopping offline, perhaps, you can also get Cheek at our Love Bonito stores from today onwards. So that's super exciting. And then in addition to that, right, we'll also be shipping to 20 countries worldwide as well. So customers overseas can also be enjoying this.
Right. Any countries, what's the furthest we're looking at? The United States, of course, on that list?
Oh, yes, of course, of course. Yeah, yeah. We're already shipping to the U.S. now and we'll be... we'll be selling in the U.S. as well.
What an amazing story. I love the story of Love Bonito. I've been speaking with Dion Song, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Love Bonito. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Take care and have a great day.
Thank you, Alec.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.